7 a.m. and that means I have to say this is WMFO Medford. I've been Mike, and she is Kirsten. She's here for something about the women. Good morning.
Oh, thank you for doing my work for me. Now I don't have to worry about it for another 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get used to it.
This is fantastic. In Sweden, when you see somebody, how do you greet them? Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Ulrika and hey. Tommy and Jana and Ernie's, but you go by Ernie.
Yeah.
I know, I was out of order there for a moment.
You can do hey you, he'll be fine.
Such a gift having you all here. I love this. I mean, liar liars, you know, and it was just, I was up front and center. I really kind of enjoyed that front row seat there for that. I didn't hog it though. But stupid like me, thank you for singing that universal song, because it's all of us, but you set it to music. Yeah. So it's a sentiment that's universal, and yet... You say it so much nicely, so much nicer than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. So you, today, you've got a powerhouse coming in today. We saw them perform last night along with Stupidity. It's the Cocktail Slippers.
Yes.
Tell us about that. When are they going to be on? What are you going to be doing?
They are going to be here at noon.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot to talk about. But before you all escape, Ulrika, is it Ulrika Eureka?
Ulrika. I know it's difficult for you.
I've been doing it right.
But you know, with a name like Kirsten, people get it wrong all the time. So it happens. And you would say Kirsten, I believe.
No.
Oh, in some places in Northern Europe, it would be Kirsten. So Ulrika will stay here on mic with me. We are going to play a song by Cocktail Slippers, and then they will be in the house around noon. Dan is going to hang out and help me coordinate it all. So this is going to be so much fun.
It is.
It's
just what a treat, right?
Fantastic. Yes, yes.
All right.
The show was amazing last night. So great to have you here. It feels like just yesterday we were all at Stereo Jack's having that celebration and Red Bones, and you are our friends. So
The time just goes by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stay tuned for Kirsten here on Something About the Women. Again, our great thanks to Stupidity. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just to get you ready for what you're going to hear at noontime live in the studio, the great Cocktail Slippers. This is one of their songs called Fool for You that we'll go out on. I'm Mike. I'll be here next week at 9. Thanks so much for listening. This is WMFO in Medford.
You keep telling me, girl.
Okay, so we seriously have a party going on here in the station, WMFO. This is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm hosting today, and I share the mic with Jane Wisu, but I'm on. That was Fool For You, and that was the Cocktail Slippers, who were playing with Stupidity last night. Ulrika, I'm putting you on mic. Hello.
Hello.
I do this to you every time you're in the studio.
Yes.
I say that as if we've done this like 100 times, but this is our second time.
Yes,
thank you so much for staying in the station and talking on mic, because we celebrate women in music, and you are maybe... You did sing in vocally last night,
yes.
So you are there vocally, and you definitely have your voice on your bass. And so since I last saw you, how are things the same or different with the band? What's new, what's exciting, and what do you feel like is growing?
Well, I think we have been much more tight together and when we play, and we have it's fun to make new songs together, and
yes, you're getting your creative process down.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you an easy question, because I could tell earlier that you really liked this topic. Your daughter is in a band as
yes,
well.
She's,
tell me a little about that.
Well, she's a singer, and she sings in a band called Wormus, and they have been together for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they have they have recorded 5 of the songs, but they have made songs for 3 albums or something. And they uh-huh. have been in Stockholm recently and have a play that was really good.
That's fantastic. So they're doing some live performances,
yes,
and they're getting
yes.
in the studio. Now, your daughter has quite a vocal range.
Yes.
And I mention that because the other show I host yeah. is Rock Opera
yes.
on Markskin Radio. And I host that with my mother, who was a performer in her day and still teaches.
Yes.
And she says rock opera, the two screaming art forms. So your daughter's really embraced that.
Yeah.
And we often get some of our talent from our parents. I wonder if you actually have that vocal range as well.
I do.
Yes.
Yes.
That does not surprise me. So I
well,
really...
I have also been singing opera once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, she went to a music school, and she was picked by the opera house, and she had performed a child opera, and she was the lead singer there.
Yes.
When she was small. So she has done... Both opera and screaming.
Yes, she's done yes. the two screaming art forms.
Yes.
So I have to make sure to play her both here and on rock opera
yes.
because I think Annelle will really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Annelle is my mother. I love her name so much that I refer to her as Annelle, but she is my mother. And so that does not surprise me that you have that vocal range. And it was really enjoyable hearing your vocals
okay.
last night as well as your bass. Let me think. Oh, I had one last question for you. So now you're touring with the Cocktail Slippers.
Yeah.
And how is that? Like, you have so many women that you're touring with. It's not just the guys.
No, it's very funny. It's yes. We've met once before in south part of Sweden
mm-hmm.
where we had a play together. So it's fun to be together again.
Yes.
They
well,
have
that's
so a lot of energy and
mm-hmm. yeah. so fantastic. I grew up in California, and the area that you all are covering in the next 5 days would have taken you from like San Francisco to LA. That doesn't even include San Diego.
Yeah.
So it still amazes me that you can travel such short distances and get to so many different states, and our states have such different personalities. So I'll be curious how the other events are and the other venues. Dan is so good at booking these
yes.
shows, and you are going to end up in New York at one of his favorite
yes.
places, I understand. So
that's right.
Thank you so much for coming on mic with me.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else you want to say? I don't want to cut you off.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm going to continue on with some music, and then, as I mentioned, the Cocktail Slippers will be here at noon, and then you all are going to be up in Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon, so make sure you get yourself a lobster roll. Okay, here we go with some music.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, well, rest assured that we are starting out on a quiet note, but when the cocktail slippers get in here, we are going to be rocking it down. So we all had a late night last night. My night was not as late as everyone else's because I'm a late night wimp and I had I have a new foster dog. So I had two dogs that needed some TLC last night. And boy, were they needy when I got home. So it took an hour to settle them down. Anyways. So we're going to start out a little bit on a quiet note. And then we'll start rocking as we get closer to the noon hour. Here we go with the Wild Reeds.
Myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. but someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Bad, I wanna live. so slowly under that pull of this high tide, thinking about the old days, thinking about these lines. February down by the shore, the waters never freeze, despite the ice and snow, snow up to your knees. Bright gray sky makes your eyes feel sore as you walk into the trees. All you have to know, you knew when you were three. So slowly under the apple of this high tide, thinking about the old days, thinking about these lines. Thank you.
DJ, won't you hear my last prayer? Hey ho, rock and roll, deliver me from nowhere.
Okay, whoops, I'm trying to get my microphone here. It's fighting me. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about where I started, because I've been a little bit all over the place. I did start out with Cocktail Slippers, Fool for You, and that is because they will be joining me here in the station in about a half an hour. They played last night with Chelsea Curve and Stupidity. It was just an amazing event, and will continue on tour. And in a moment, I will have Dan come on. Bootleg Dan is here in the station. He can tell us a little bit about what the tour is looking like. Before I bring him on mic, I'll let you know what I played after the Cocktail Slippers. You know, sometimes they're listed as Cocktail Slippers and sometimes the Cocktail Slippers, but I prefer Cocktail Slippers. Okay, after that, Amethyst Kia, Myth from the recording Dig. And then we went a little bit on the quiet side. The Wild Reeds, The World We Built. That is the title track from that recording, 2017 release. Lake Street Dive, I Want You Back from Fun Machine. Lake Street Dive, just amazing, obviously. And then a musician who is new to me, Maya DeVitry, V-I-T-R-Y. And that was How Bad I Want to Live. And that was from the recording Violet Light. And then Wintry Songs in 11-Part Harmony. That was Snow Days featuring Rose Pelanzani. And that goes out to my good friend Erica, who lives in Alaska and is dealing with snow. It started snowing in Alaska, and because of environmental issues, it will stay snowy and icy and treacherous until April for that region. So that is just astounding. We need to be better so we can help Alaska not deal with these horrible, horrible winters. And then ended with Aoife O'Donovan, Open All Night. And that was from a recording Aoife O'Donovan Plays Nebraska. So nothing like having women cover a Bruce Springsteen song, and I'll leave it at that. We're going to start rocking up a little bit. I want to play some Cyndi Lauper. And Cyndi Lauper was at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway, and I believe it's a farewell tour. I'm not really sure. I need to look into that a little bit more. Hold on. Scheduled there for tonight, actually. So it's hard to imagine that this would be a farewell tour for her, but maybe it is. So we'll let it go at that and celebrate what we have of Cyndi Lauper with some music. So here we go with no further ado.
Here I am, just like I said. she's just a pompous ass. You know, it's such a faker, disingenuous. Or maybe she's a little frightened thing. Yeah, try to ward off insecurity. No, does she even get it? Ba ba da ba ba ba. But she doesn't sweat it.
Okay, Dan, I'm on mic. I started that three-song set with Cyndi Lauper because where would we all be without Cyndi Lauper? And I understand it's her farewell tour, but I sure as heck hope not. We're not allowed to swear on air. Is heck a swear word? And then Cocktail Slippers, who are here in the station with me, Keep On Dancing. And after that, Chelsea Curve, who were on the stage on the bill with them last night. And that was Inconceivable. I'm putting everybody's mic on. And okay. And so I have this fabulous set of women here in the station, the full band, which makes me so happy. So I'm going from left to right. Vega, hello.
Hello.
Smash.
Hello.
Hope.
Hi.
Stein, also Rocket Queen.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And Sugar.
Yeah, hi.
Who also goes by Sugar Cane.
Yes. That's
yes.
True. Yes.
It's good to have a couple of names. You all have a couple of names, yeah, which is just fabulous. And Sugar, I mentioned Astrid Gilberto, who I'm going to play next,
yes,
because
I haven't heard about her, but
you, when I play this song, you're going to say, oh, yes, I know.
Yes.
I know.
Oh.
So, who first? I'm going to pick on Vega. You're sitting right there. You were at the Burin last night. How was it?
It was awesome. The audience was just so nice. And it was a good sound. Everything just was perfect. Yeah.
That is the club I go to most frequently.
I can understand that.
I think I have a sleeping bag there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's good.
Because, you know, sometimes if it's a back-to-back show, I'm like, I'm too lazy to go home and they make shepherd's pie. Why would I go home?
Oh, yeah. I understand that. There was good food also. So
yes.
I can understand that.
Yes. Wow. And Tom Bianchi, who books the bands, is a fabulous musician in his own right. Very, very, very versatile. Plays just so many different genres. Has a wife, Daniel Moralia, who's very talented and just books really great music, works really well with Dan. And then we usually have Chris at the door, who you didn't see, so I'm suspect that there's a Fish concert.
It was a fish concert. I talked to Tom and he said like he had to go away on a Fish concert, but
yes,
we met him last year.
Yes, Chris has his commitment to Fish, and I so respect that. I mean,
fantastic.
How could you not?
Can you blame him?
No, not at all. Not at all. But he is amazing and lovely, and we had my favorite bartenders there, Sean and Harry and Nina. And so
Sean, we like that one.
Yes. And Harry is just Harry is a musician, well, Irish musician. And so Hope, you jumped up on the bar and Nina saw you, but Harry's back was turned. And I turned and I said, "Do you believe that?" And he's like, "Oh, last week we had three Irish musicians up on the bar."
Yes, that was nothing. Is that a regular at the Borough?
Yeah, maybe. I was like, how did Hope get up there? And
she's bendy.
And yes, Vicky, you mentioned sound. Joyce is phenomenal.
Yeah.
She gets awards. Yeah. She's fantastic.
It was so good, sound.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes, fantastic.
So amazing. And yes, Hope, I'm not ignoring you, Smash, but you went high, and we all went
oh,
down
yeah.
into a crouch. And it was so funny because it was really easy to get into the crouch. You know what was the hard thing to do?
To get up again.
To get up again.
Yeah. I know.
So I had a friend who I still don't know her name, but we were both dancing and crouching together. Yeah. And so afterwards, we kept trying that. And I swear I'm going to get a ballet bar in my house so I can do that on a regular basis.
But I saw you doing it all year, and you got it, you know? That was a good one.
Thank you.
But people were really into it. And maybe it's going to hurt a bit today in the legs, but it's
worth it.
It's so important.
Yes, but I think you
worked it. Yes.
Yeah, I think Hope, you were helping somebody up also,
yes.
didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but we really appreciate the effort that
yes.
you
yes.
like. Yeah.
Can absolutely. I say I'm an equally talented skier in that way?
Oh.
Smash.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Is it also Sarah? Did I get that right?
No, Maria.
Maria.
Yes.
Sarah is Vega. Yeah. Maria is Smash. Okay. There are a lot of S's going on here,
too.
Yeah.
You know, the letter S. So, my apologies, Maria.
Okay.
So fun to see you in the back there doing your thing.
I'm
you
having...
had your glitter headband on. So glamorous.
Oh, thank you. It was very fun. I enjoyed myself.
No. Yes.
Yes.
Oh. She always smiles.
I always smile because it's so
you
fun
should,
to play
your name
with
should
them.
Be Smile.
Oh, yeah. There's a song for you, too, then. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile
Ooh.
Even though it's breaking. Maybe I'll have to play that, too.
Yeah.
As long as we get into Astrid Gilberto, we might as well go on to Smile.
Oh, great.
I went to see Kristen Chenoweth. You know Kristen Chenoweth? She is the one who was on Broadway with Wicked.
Oh.
And she's now doing a musical called Queen of Versailles. And it's just over the top. This family in Florida decide to build Versailles, like the one in France.
Oh, yeah.
And then the stock market crashes and they're like dealt with this. Well, I went to go see her in this and something happened. This never happens. The entire production could not happen. I say they kicked the audience out. They took offense when I said that. But they did ask us to leave. That's being kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
And but before we left, she stood up and sang Smile a cappella for an entire audience. So, and we got to go back another day when they fixed the issue, whatever it was. So they have understudies, so I know it wasn't a performer, but...
Hey.
Wow. Hope, hello.
Hi.
And anything you have to say about last night?
Oh, just we loved it. It was so fun playing there. We played there last year too, and but this time with Stupidity and Chelsea Curve. No, it was
were amazing.
They were so
just
good.
Amazing.
They were amazing, and we love them. You know, we're staying at Calvin and Linda's when we're here.
Oh.
Yes, and it's so nice. So really,
nice.
We love you guys.
so
yes.
amazing.
They are so sweet.
So hopefully they can come over to Europe later on. We hope that.
Yeah.
Yes. We need some of their music too. But no, it was a wonderful night. We had a lot of fun.
Really
good crowd, and we saw a lot of people we've seen before. Some of them even came on the last tour we were on.
Yep.
We were here on the West Coast in March. And some of the guys were there yesterday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the West Coast? We're in the West Coast.
Yeah. Oh, well, we played in Austin, then Phoenix, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and San Francisco.
Okay, okay. Yes, I was saying earlier to Stupidity, if we were on the West Coast, I originally come from California, your trip between Los Angeles and San Francisco would have been like 8 states out here.
Yeah.
You know, it's very different.
Yeah.
But Los Angeles and San Francisco are very different from each other.
Yeah,
I grew up
absolutely.
In San Francisco and I went to school in Los Angeles. Very different.
So
I moved to Massachusetts.
Oh.
Rocket Queen.
Oh, yeah. Hello, darling.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm
fantastic. I'm glad you asked.
Top shelf, baby.
Thank you so much for all of your texting and communication before coming here.
Likewise.
Yes. And it's just amazing to have a 5-piece female band and have all of you here in the station at one time. It's really, really, really a treat. And So I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back on mic and talk about a little bit more about this tour, where you're going, how things are going, and you know, what some of your experiences are here. Well, this is a season. This is a season, so we'll talk about that. So I'm going to turn these off, and Astrid, I'm playing your namesake. So here we go with no further ado.
Astrid.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. So sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Thank you.
This one, you know,
okay,
the last one are
okay.
Missing.
I have everybody on mic. Oh, that's fine. We're just, you know what? So what did I do? Well, I wanted to play a couple of songs for my guests here. Since we have an Astrid, I wanted to play Astrid Gilberto, the girl from Ipanema, and then we're saying how Smash Smiles.
Yeah.
So that was Kristen Chenoweth's Smile. And so where I work in a pasta shop. And I work
That's it's something for the hope.
Yes.
I love pasta.
And so we are a group